China's President Xi Jinping Wednesday concluded his second state visit to America with stops in Brazil, Argentina, Venezuela, and Cuba. Mr. Xi attended last week's meeting of BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, held in Brazil, where the world's top emerging economies created the New Development Bank. The New York Times called the bank a challenge to the American-led global world order. The Chinese leader also signed a raft of bilateral agreements involving raw materials and infrastructure improvements during his 9 days in the region. Rice University Latin American specialist Mark Jones told VOA's Victor Beatty this time Mr. Xi visited countries often at odds with the United States.
This is Xi's first high-profile visit. It's his second major visit to Latin America. The previous time, though, he chose to go to Mexico, Costa Rica, and Trinidad and Tobago, whereas this time he chose to go outside of the BRICS meeting in Brazil, which was a formal meeting, to three countries that have a much more, different view of the world economy than the United States and are more at odds with the United States, that is Cuba, Argentina, and Venezuela. Argentina and Venezuela, I think, for China have the advantage of both politically being more aligned with China than with the United States. They're also two countries that desperately need Chinese investment. Multinational companies and foreign investors are reluctant to put their money into Argentina and Venezuela, and both countries desperately need foreign investment, and they're looking to China as a potential savior. The same holds true for Cuba as well on a much smaller scale.
Well, of course, China and Cuba have a socialist past, but they're also dabbling with market-oriented reforms.
I think President Xi was also implicitly endorsing the model proposed and being implemented by Raul Castro of effectively following the Chinese model of opening up the economy but maintaining tight political control over the country. I think one point that is important to keep in mind, though, is that not all of the Chinese money is readily accessible for the countries. Most of it is effectively a loan for countries like Argentina and Venezuela to purchase Chinese products and services. So agreements to build dams in Argentina are really agreements for Argentina to be given loans that they can then use to pay Chinese companies to come help build the dams and to buy Chinese products.
Well, what does this do to U.S. foreign policy in the region?
South America in particular is not a priority region for President Obama. And as a result, we've seen U.S. influence in the region wane. We're up to a point now where we really don't have any strong allies in the entire Southern Hemisphere.
Jones says while China's involvement in Cuba will be largely symbolic, its greater presence in Brazil, Venezuela, and Argentina should raise concerns in Washington. Adrian Hearn of the University of Sydney says he hopes that greater Chinese involvement in Latin America will result in greater engagement with the United States.
I hope that it will mean opportunities for collaboration, and there are plenty of friends of mine in Washington, D.C. who see it that way, that this opens up the potential for dialogue with China, for understanding a bit better how governance and how processes of engagement work within China. So, when China joined the Inter-American Development Bank, for instance, the big advantage there was that it created a space for dialogue, for discussing how development is done. There's still a lot of work to be done on that because in terms of transparency and publication of records, making records available, there's still a big sort of mystery very often around how Chinese development projects are conducted and where the sources of materials come from, the quality controls, etc. So hopefully what it will lead to is more opportunities for cooperation. But, of course, there's also going to be a number of people that will look at this and say, look at it in more of a sort of zero-sum fashion and say, well, if there's more Chinese influence, this must mean that U.S. influence will decline. So it's really, I think, a matter of looking for opportunities, having some faith that collaboration is possible, and then trying to engage.
Hearn, who has lived in Cuba, says the country under President Raul Castro has embarked on economic reform, but what they lack are things to sell. That's where he thinks China can help, and he says it could very well be Beijing that helps bring about market reform in Cuba. A Chinese state-run Global Times editorialized Thursday that Mr. Xi's trip was a remarkable success. It says China is not seeking geopolitical dominance in America's backyard, but enhanced cooperation. It says constant friction has emerged between Washington and its Latin neighbors, and as China becomes stronger, the more sensitive the U.S. will become toward China, developing ties with Latin America.